This is your Paragon News update for September 17th, 2021. It's brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Athub. A Manga man is in critical condition after the vehicle he was riding in wrecked Thursday afternoon in Greer County, according to the accident report provided by the Oklahoma Highway Patrol. 52-year-old Carl Mooney was the passenger in a 2008 Chevy pickup driven by 54-year-old James Mooney, also of Mangum. When while going eastbound on U.S. Highway 283, 2 miles east of Mangum, the pickup failed to negotiate a curve, departed the road to the right, and then the left after the driver overcorrected. Once the vehicle departed the roadway the second time, it would strike a utility pole. Carl Mooney was transported to Jackson County Memorial Hospital in Altus before being transferred to OU Medical Center in Oklahoma City, where he was last listed to be in critical condition with head and trunk internal injuries. The driver, James Mooney, was not injured. OHP listed the cause of the collision as being driver inattention and also said the condition of the driver is still under investigation. OHP says both occupants of the vehicle were not wearing seatbelts. Elk City sales tax numbers continue to look strong during the mid-month Elk City Commissioners meeting Wednesday afternoon. City Treasurer Jennifer Rainey reported that once again, sales tax intake for the city was above the $1 million mark. She also reported that use tax dollars saw an increase as well.
The numbers pulled for September are $1,151,066.90. That is up by 12% from the same month last year. And overall for this fiscal year, we're up by about 6%. The use tax came in at $133,613, which is up by about 24% from the same month last year. That's up as well.
Rainey reported to the commission that cigarette tax intake was down by 2%. In other city financial news, financial advisor for the city, Meredith Meacham Wilson, told the commissioners that the sales tax and use tax numbers are impressive, considering August intake was down when compared to July's.
Even though we saw these August numbers reflected what Jennifer talked about last month, which was a little bit of a decline, our July numbers were so strong that it's carried us through. We're already at 21% of budget on sales tax and 24% of budget on use tax. Across the state, that's pretty consistent. Everyone's had a nice little boost in July. August dipped down a little bit. For the most part, every community that I look at saw a really, really great July, a little dip in August. So I feel like we're in good shape there, kind of on track.
Meacham also told the commission that the city Rock Yard sold just over $300,000 of product in the month of August. During the September meeting of the Elk City School Board, school officials received the annual audit for the school district. Superintendent Mike Sparks said Rick Miller of Britton, Kirkendall, and Miller CPAs was at the meeting to present the firm's findings. Sparks said the thorough report turned up only small and minor discrepancies.
We have a very clean audit. There was absolutely nothing that was found that was major. There was just a couple of little things that they would like you to do a little differently. So there was nothing done wrong whatsoever. And so we have a very clean audit. And, you know, it was my first one to go through here at Elk City. I've had Mr. Miller at my previous school too. And the job that he and his crew do, they're pretty thorough. And so it's just a testament to what good people are working in this school district to make sure that we are in compliance. So yeah, we had a very clean audit.
Later in the meeting, the board would approve to continue the district's contract with Stephen L. Smith Corporation as financial consultants to the school district for the fiscal year 2021-2022. In-state news, two men in eastern Oklahoma accused of kidnapping and raping a woman. Oklahoma News Network's Margot Moreno has that.
Two men booked into the Muskogee County Jail on allegations they kidnapped and raped a woman. Patrick McHenry and Ashton Clark were arrested outside a Tulsa motel yesterday afternoon. Authorities say the pair also allegedly carjacked a man at a motel in Muskogee and used his car to take the woman to Bragg's, where they held her captive for a day before she escaped. I'm Marco Moreno.
Recapping our top story, a Manga man in critical condition after a Greer County wreck. Once again, your Paragon News update for September 17th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Athub.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy, as a business owner, and if someone's thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20, 30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. And I know people that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. 30 minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.